I had one experience on the ice fall with Tenzing. We were actually descending after having been further up the mountain. And it was getting close towards dark, so we wanted to get through the ice fall before darkness fell. And we roped together, but I was rushing down ahead in the lead. And about halfway down, there was a narrow crevasse. I guess it was about 4 feet wide. But just a bit too wide to step across. But on the lower lip was a great chunk of ice stuck against the ice wall. And we'd used that as sort of a stepping stone to get over the gap. Well, I came rushing down the hill, and without thinking too carefully, I just leapt in the air and landed on the chunk of ice, whereupon the chunk of ice broke off and dropped into the crevasse with me on top of it. And it was interesting how everything seemed to start going slowly, even though I was free-falling into the crevasse. My mind, obviously, was working very quickly indeed. And the great chunk of ice started tipping over. And I realized if I wasn't careful, I'd be crushed between the ice and the wall of the crevasse. So I just sort of bent my knees and leapt in the air. But I was still falling, but now I was a couple of feet clear of the chunk of ice. Well, you know, time really seemed to pass, even though I was falling clear. And I realized that unless the rope came tight fairly soon, you know, I would come to a rather sticky end on the bottom of the crevasse. And up top, Tenzing had acted very quickly. He thrust his ice axe into the snow, whipped the rope around it, and the rope came tight with a twang, and I was stopped and swung in against the ice wall. And the great chunk of ice just carried on and smashed to smithereens at the bottom of the crevasse.